This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Ho, 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 ho!
Ho, 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 ho!
See, Cal does it better.
He does.
Cal's the man. Welcome
he's
to
got
radio.
That deep.
Merry Christmas.
Been working at it a long time.
Oh, welcome to Radio Law Talk for this December 22nd. Is that right? It's the 22nd already.
Can you believe that?
2018. What a wonderful time we're going to have today. Probably one of the best shows we've ever had. It always is. Our Christmas shows are wonderful. Merry Christmas, all of you out there. Thank you for being here. Todd, Denise, thank you for being here. Wait a minute. I see her present sitting on her desk, on her chair.
It's Denise is appearing today as an apparition.
No, she'll be here. Only, she's just running a little bit. Yes,
because I have lemon bars. You know, the lemon bars are here.
Well, you know,
yeah, I'm just saying.
If she's not here, you know, it's like those raffles. Must be present to claim prize.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Exactly right. So, I know I'm not getting them. I might just get a win.
Well, you're all getting them, I'm sure.
I'm sure we are. Well, it's been a wonderful week for all of us. We're going to talk about some fun things today.
We have a visitor.
Yeah, we have a visitor. Oh, it's the elf.
There it is.
Oh, she's here.
Where's a shelf when I need one?
We told you she'd be here. Hey, we're going to talk about Christmas crimes today. We're going to talk about labor laws that Santa is breaking. We're going to talk about other laws that Santa is breaking. There's so many laws that Santa's breaking. It'll probably take a whole segment to discuss Santa and Mrs. Claus. And maybe they might have to be they might have to go to jail.
I'm surprised they haven't been shut down by the feds.
To be quite honest. And or any other of those famous movies.
Well, who has jurisdiction over them?
That's what I was thinking. There's a jurisdiction. They may, you know, Santa could claim I'm operating in international waters.
You see? Yes. The sweatshop that he operates, well, it's really a cold shop. But the point is,
there's no sweating going on.
No, they're sweating inside. Believe me. And there's all kinds of Disability Act issues.
He is, and
clearly the employment laws that he is breaking think of the overtime that he owes. Billions and billions of dollars plus penalties.
To say nothing of animal abuse.
Yeah, to say nothing. Yeah, it's true. Making fun of Rudolph's nose?
You see? Is that not discriminatory? I think that's what you'd call nasal discrimination.
That's exactly right. I'm sure it's in the Constitution. So we're going to discuss all the Santa issues.
Todd says no.
And after we're done, here's the worst part about it. I guarantee the four of us under our Christmas tree will be nothing.
Cool.
It'll be
cool. That's right.
Because we're talking about Santa. And we're going to talk about, hey, the jury finds Royal Caribbean not guilty for a person falling overboard. An actual case went to court. We're going to talk about the Flynn decision. We're going to talk about lawsuits by a teacher is able to bring a lawsuit for alleged discrimination due to the fact that she had to have some cancer treatment. And there's numerous other things we're going to talk about this beautiful
Sunday. So we're Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, and let me tell you, all of us have the ability to, power over our Twitter account and our Instagram. And I know some of you guys who follow Radio Law Talk Instagram, you keep seeing, why do I keep posting these things about, and I'm going to do a shout out for my son-in-law, for about this BYU football player. I always post post on. That's my son-in-law, for those of you who don't know.
Now, what's his last name?
Sione Takitaki.
Who had 19 tackles in the bowl game.
Nine solo tackles. Nine of them solo.
Wow.
Impressive. Yeah.
Oh, he would he was an animal. And in all honesty, we do this show, you know, on the fly. We're constantly, not on the fly, we study it, but on the fly. I literally rolled in at 1:30 this morning, got up about 6. I'm going on about 4 hours of sleep. But it was fun to watch him play in the bowl game, and I'm going to congratulate my son-in-law, Sione Takitaki, who is going to one day probably sponsor Takitaki Chips. That's a plug. Where's the plug? There's got to be a plug button you got there.
Wait, for Taki, I've got an Overeaters Anonymous PSA.
There you go. That's perfect.
That would help.
But he had a great game, and it's going to be...
He really did.
And so those of you who follow Radio Law Talk, you won't have to see him being pop up anywhere else. But maybe on the NFL, you might be seeing him pop up.
He's going to be drafted, I'm sure.
I think he's going to be drafted. But interesting is... But 19 tackles.
He could stand next to my man Fred with the 49ers. He could stand that line up right next to him.
That's right. Maybe
that would be outstanding. Former
BYU linebacker. That would be really exciting.
Wouldn't that be nice if he stayed in California?
Yes.
Two BYU linebackers side by side.
The only thing that gets in the way of that is that the 49ers need is a pass rush. They have had a problem. They thought they had it cured with Alden Smith, and then he had all of his off-field problems, and then we've covered some of those on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that took him out of the NFL. And the Niners have always... I realize we're probably losing. We're probably going to be canceled in Dallas because I'm talking Niners.
That's
right
exactly
now.
Right.
But that's what they need. And he doesn't fill that need because he's a linebacker.
However, they lost Reuben Foster, so they need linebackers.
You know what, though?
They do?
No.
Yeah.
You know where we want him to go to? I know we're going to lose
San Francisco.
People. No, I want him to go to Dallas Cowboys. Wouldn't that be great to be a Dallas Cowboy? I'm sorry, but I was...
Well, he's already used to wearing blue.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There you go.
But he'd wake up every day in a Cowboys uniform.
That's
Fred,
exactly
think about
right.
It.
I do like the Cowboys. You got Houston, right? You got Houston...
Texans.
Texans.
Yeah.
That would be a good team to play for. You know what I say? Any team would be good to play for.
Just draft him, sign the contract.
Yeah,
let's
sign the contract and get to the NFL.
If he goes to Dallas, I'll say this. I will have to reconsider my fandom. I'll have to because I would
you're
put them,
me.
I would put them on the list. And let me tell you something. When I was in law school, not me anecdotal here. When I was in law school, first year, it was back in '95 when I started law school. Kid started school with us. He was from Dallas. Now I thought I was a football fan. I did not know what it meant to be a sports fan till I started talking to somebody from Dallas.
Because
I know the 49ers, the catch, you know, Dwight Clark catching it in the end zone against the, well. He knew the catch, but he also knew the blown fourth down call, the fumble, everything about that game. He redefined fandom, and there is no better fan you'll find anywhere than Dallas Cowboy fans.
If you do not understand what football's about, go to Texas. It is out of control.
It's religion. It's their religion.
It is.
Multi-million-dollar stadiums for high school football.
True. Alan, if anybody wants to know about what football stadiums are about, and I'll tweet it out later, go to Allen, Texas High School. The football stadium is better than most colleges.
Yep.
I'm not talking D1 colleges, but I'm talking
the JCs and the one NAIAs.
Yeah, and the D2s. That's better.
Texas football was what spurred the movie and then the television show Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
And it's just amazing to see how that is followed in Texas. It is like another religion.
So we have so our partner in Texas is in Austin, and his name is Chip. What's Chip's name? Chip Evans. That's right, Chip Evans.
Yeah, Chip Evans.
Chip Evans. Chip, I went there and went to a football game, and it was phenomenal. What? It was just like you said, it was a religion. It was absolutely crazy. So we're donning our Christmas hats. I haven't had time. We have our Santa hats, and Cal's playing something in the background.
It's Christmas music because it's about time to go. And there's a little swearing
there. There we go.
I gave you little ornaments.
Christmas hats, the radio talk ornaments.
And you know what I've got?
What?
Tamales.
Lemon bars and tamales.
So we're going to come back and do a case or no case. We'll have a good time. This is Fred Penny with Radio Law Talk. We are all awake and ready to go.
Stay tuned. We have lots more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All you have to do is stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Counsel. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, pull your phones out, your computer, your iPads, and get ready at hashtag case or no case. We're gonna do a case or no case here in a second, but remember, if you want to call in, You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, which Denise is what?
That's 855-529-7234. Call us.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. If you look at the Twitter that we've got on Radio Law Talk, there's a picture of me, and you have to see the ugly sweater we're wearing. It is actually a cat, got a cowbell.
Did you tweet that one?
I tweeted it.
Okay, because it's also on Instagram.
Okay, they Instagrammed it too, I guess.
And I said I thought it was, yeah, you're in for a very moving show.
It's going to be exciting. But I didn't,
are
I didn't
you
wear
milk that one again.
Oh, God, it's utterly fantastic.
Oh my gosh. We are off to the races already. And remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Do not go into a courtroom. Todd, Denise, and Fred said the following. Therefore, Your Honor, it's correct. So
motion denied.
Motion denied is exactly right. So just remember, hire a lawyer.
Sanction.
We're having fun. We're talking about general topics of law.
Approach the bench and please bring your checkbook.
Yeah, and you're going to jail immediately. Get you to an instant contempt, not something like, yeah, for example, case or no case.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play case
people's favorite. This is people's favorite.
All right.
The people's court. The people's court.
And now, the people's court, case or no case. I take you to the great city of Wilmington, North Carolina, where the Christmas song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer caused a stir for at least one parent in New Hanover County. This is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, mind you. A parent complained about the song's religious reference, and because of her complaining, got the song pulled from her kindergarten Christmas show at the Murrayville Elementary School. The song was pulled because it had the word Christmas in it, as in, then one foggy Christmas Eve. A Jewish mother, who did not want her name published, objected to that. She called it a religious Christian overtone, and so she decided to do something about it. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a religious song? And I'm going to start, if I may, with Mr. Fred Penny, who rarely gets to start these off. And I thought I would begin with Mr. Fred Penny of,
sure,
Penny and Associates.
Of Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk, too.
Yes. Of this is Penny in charge.
PIC.
I'm in charge. You know what? This is such a broad... I mean, this type of a lawsuit is everywhere. So this is more discussing about Cal's trickery rather than if this is a case, because clearly this would be a typical case brought forth. But the question is this something Cal's trying to trick me, so therefore I think he's tricking me, and therefore it's not a case. So, just like back at Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's same, exactly what I was thing. Thinking. But exactly. You would know that I was thinking this, so you would come back to do that,
exactly,
because that is, we're Sicilian. never trust a Sicilian, and never attack Russia.
He sounds like him.
Yes.
He sounds
so,
like him.
So, Denise Dirks, am I...
No, wait a minute.
I thought you said no case. Oh, you haven't said it yet. I thought you said no case.
No.
Okay.
Denise, I know this
will be
is
next.
A typical case, no, but no. I just wondered if it's just a... Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm losing anyway. And so, but the issue is religious. You know, can you have religious things happening in schools? The answer is a lot of times what they do in general is they call it tradition rather than religion. And like prayer in the state senate or that's a tradition rather than religion is what they're trying to claim. So is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer religion or
that
is
one
it
foggy Christmas?
Or is it
one Christmas Eve?
Eve, yes.
Oh, I've sang it wrong my whole entire life.
Yeah. I'm glad we had...
Well, if it was a day, it wouldn't need the little reindeer with the light to get to the fog because the sun
would be
out.
Brighter.
All right? It's got to be in the evening when the presents are all delivered. And
you should see the way he's talking.
Oh,
Denise is
offended.
I'm
an idiot.
Thanks
I
for the
it.
Cockney explanation.
Okay. I'm going to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a case. She loses... she loses due to the fact that it is more historical and it's not an issue of religion or anything to that effect. And Rudolph is just a nice deer.
All right. So you say case loss.
And the lady loses.
Denise Dirks, case.
Oh, gosh. I really wanted,
no
I wanted Todd to go first.
I know, but it's okay.
Because I can't do my statuegery.
Yeah, by the way, what are the points breakdown? Where is this
the
at?
The points are...
Well, it's irrelevant now because this is the last day and Denise is in the
I'm
lead.
I'm 88.
And unless, yeah, she's up
no,
by
actually, he's 86.
Yeah, he's, oh, that's right.
So
yeah, that's
it a, is still one. In play.
Mm-hmm. Could be,
so 88, 86 for Todd, and 83 for Fred. So I don't have to follow Fred.
Oh, by the way, did I mention, because of the point issue, today's case or no cases are double points.
Oh. So Fred is back in play.
I want everybody to be in play today.
Everybody so, making things relevant.
Okay, so what I didn't get out of this is who sued who?
The Jewish mother, the mother who was a Jewish person, came to the school board and the school and said, I object to the religious content of this song. And the vice principal pulled the song over his objections. Other parents objected. And so the whole thing became a big fat brouhaha. And the question is it case or no case? And if so, what is the result?
As it stands, there is no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the play because the vice principal pulled it. So the question is it a case? And then ultimately what happened?
Well, enough parents came back. And the question is it a case? And if it's a case, what happened?
Okay.
That's the deal.
I think I know my answer. But due to strategery, in the fact that Denise has been called upon to go...
God, it has to be a case because it's just not well defined enough. Okay, case. The parents sued the school district to have it in the play, and they won.
Okay, now talk.
Wait a minute. So she said case. The Jewish people lost them?
The Jewish, they didn't file the suit. The other parents did.
Oh, the other parents
did? So she's turning it over. No, I didn't say anybody filed a suit. I'm asking case or no case.
It's
I'm
a
not
case.
Telling you anything.
All right.
Yeah. We have to go now. That's going to do it for us.
And Rudolph gets to be in kindergarten play.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk to Todd about what his answer is.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. Clinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Jason Rospack here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. politicians in Washington playing the role of Grinch for the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who won't be getting paid during the partial government shutdown. As Congress and the President try to resolve their differences over funding for a wall, Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says there are several things to consider.
Everyone wants resolution for exactly what it means when you talk about border security. What is fencing? What's technology? What's staffing? I think there's a general agreement now that we need to do border security. Now it's figuring out how much for each amount.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham allowed CNN to accompany him in a recent visit to Afghanistan. He's worried that pulling out of Afghanistan too soon may spark a second 9/11.
The ISIS threat in Afghanistan is far greater than I thought it was. If you get a peace agreement tomorrow between the Taliban and the Afghan government, that will not solve the threat to our homeland.
The U.S. military ordered to draw up plans to withdraw about half the troops from that country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Lemon bar.
Forbidden lemon bar.
Case or no case?
Oh.
Todd, it's up to you.
It's
you wanna,
up to me.
You want to do a very brief overview, Cal?
Sure. Very briefly, a woman of the Jewish faith went to school and said, "I don't want you to have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the kindergarten play because it says Christmas in it. Christmas is Christian. Christianity offends me. You must remove the song." The vice principal did so. There was an uproar among all the other parents, and that's where we stopped the story to ask the question, case or no case?
Well, the question that I have is, when the mother raised the issue, was it a foggy Christmas Eve?
Stormy.
Stormy. Okay, yeah, yeah, all right, all right. Because yeah. that, clearly.
You know, Stormy Daniels Christmas.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
Did that trump your last statement?
Getting
Wait a minute.
Oh,
if you're going to do that, wait a minute. Did that what now? Yeah.
Trump your last statement.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. You know, so on the issue about whether or not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a religious song, I will say this. When I was 3 years old, maybe four, one of my earliest memories of going to church, and I went to the children's Sunday school, and they said, "Oh, we have a new visitor here. What would you like to sing?" And it was Christmas time, and I said, "I want to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer." And I was mortified when they told me that was not a religious song. We won't sing that in church.
Yes.
But that hurt. I was You don't need to do... Everybody, we could sing it a cappella. Yeah, I was four. I knew the word a cappella. But, you know, so...
Yeah, sure you did.
but I do remember that I asked for that song to be played so we could sing it, and I was told no. So, so for at least that church, it was not a religious song. I'm going to say that this is a case, that this is something that actually happened, because I could totally believe somebody... Oh, I'm just going to say it. I could totally believe some wingnut making up a big deal about this. And I'm going to say, as I understand it, the song was pulled because of the vice principal capitulating to the whims of this person. And due to the outreach and outpouring of the rest of the families, it was put back in. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was sung at that school for that Christmas program.
So it, he basically said the same thing I did, but took about four times as long.
Absolutely. Because as a lawyer, I am paid by the word.
I was going to say, he gets paid by the hours, like
yes.
Victor Hugo writing a novel. I get paid by the word. Of course, it's 1,700 pages. Right. Okay. So the question is this a case or no case? Because the scenario, I will tell you now, the scenario is true. This is a true story. And so the question is, did it go to the lawsuit level? Was it a case or was it not a case?
Oh, brother.
And so the question is, those of you who said it was a case, may I see by the...
Three hands raised.
I knew it. See, it was just too normal. It was just too normal.
I'm sorry. The vice principal agreed to pull it from the program. School administrators were flooded with complaints from other angry parents. I would say it's not a religious song. It's about Santa Claus, one parent said. School board members, administrators, and attorneys huddled in a room and listened closely to the words of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and then came to the same conclusion as Todd's church, that this was a secular song and not a religious one at all.
I was right, too, on that issue.
It's about a flying reindeer, not a religious symbol, the lawyer said. Many parents shouted out with glee when they heard, I like to write these.
Okay, all right, good.
So the other parents won.
As they heard that the song is back in the program. I think it's great they let the kids sing it because the kids love that song. And the school said, we want to be cognizant of everybody's feelings, so we will have songs in the future, including Rudolph, but other faiths will be represented as well. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Case on an opportunity for double points Christmas Eve broadcast special. Nobody got a lousy point. Next time, by the way, Christmas in prison. And that concludes...
Hey, Cal, can we make an executive decision?
Yeah.
Can we have a case? We've got so many topics to go over, but it's Christmas. Yeah. I think we should have case or no case each hour.
Oh, we
so
could do that.
Try to
especially double points.
Yeah,
I like the executive decision that, oh, by the way, we'll put him back in the running for the lemon
That's
bars.
Exactly right. I tweeted out pictures of the lemon bars, and we'll put it on Instagram in a minute here. Yeah. But thank you, Cal. It was a wonderful case or no case.
You're
but
welcome.
What we want to talk about some important things about Christmas. I want to start this out. No, we're gonna scatter these in throughout the next 3 hours because everyone always asks, how do you get through 3 hours? 3 hours flies by the way. So we want to scatter a few of these things out, these little weird Christmas, I'm going to call them crimes of passion, crimes of interest to me. And the most interesting one that I'm going to bring up, in my opinion, is Christmas beer. That's what it's all about. This case is a 44-year-old South Carolina woman was charged with domestic violence after stabbing her man with what, Cal? I'm not going to tell you. Cal, you don't know. Cal doesn't know. So the cases, he doesn't study the cases like we do. Cal, what did this woman stab her man with on Christmas of 2013?
So how did the 911 call come in? Help, my wife has stabbed me
with
a broken beer bottle.
ceramic squirrel.
Oh, shut up.
And it's true. This is true.
That's just nuts.
That's right. It's a ceramic squirrel. Why did she do it? This is Associated Press put this out. Because she was irate. Because he did not bring home beer for Christmas. So he goes to the store. You know, send hubby out. Dear, can you go get some old Milwaukee for me?
Yes.
Okay, dear. And he comes back with everything but the beer.
Oh, man.
So she gets the squirrel, their little ceramic squirrel, and stabs him. And this is all during Christmas of 2013. And so I call this, if I was Cal, the famous stabbing with the squirrel beer incident.
The case of the squirrel tail knife.
Let's talk about a couple more. Todd, give me another example of an interesting, fun Christmas crime.
Well, funny stuff always happens at Walmart.
Isn't that the truth?
If you ever want to have a really good time and you have a 24-hour Walmart, go hang out at Walmart after hours, after midnight. You're going to see some weird stuff. But in Florida, the great state of Florida that has given us... By the way, did you see last week a guy set the record? He caught an 18-foot Burmese python.
Yes, I saw
that. In Florida. Go figure. But in Florida, a man faked a heart attack while in the aisle of the Jacksonville area Walmart to create a distraction so that his accomplice could bolt with a shopping cart full of goodies.
No.
Yes.
That would happen in Walmart?
That happened in Walmart. The stuff taken was a motorized toy car and, of course, the Barbie Glam vacation house.
I can see them stealing the motorized toy car.
Yeah, it's a high-speed chase.
I guess I better be careful. Can you see the Walmart guy trying to catch it?
I can outrun him.
That's right. Denise, give us one of your funniest ones.
These are the people of Walmart with a shopping cart. Okay, Denise.
All right, Christmas time.
I like the story about the guy who was so generous. He went to a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh.
And he gave everybody in Buffalo Wild Wings a present.
Nice.
It just so happened that the present was a couple pounds of marijuana.
Ganja.
Right?
Whoa.
And so he's giving this out in a Buffalo Wild Wings, and he is arrested. He was
like a Santa. He was Santa.
He was. He dressed as Santa.
And he was handing out ganja.
That's right.
That's right. Then one ganja Christmas Eve.
No, Christmas cheer.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Christmas cheer.
Here's the question.
Right. He was giving Christmas cheer.
This is a relevant question. Could they do that today in most states and be okay? Could Santa pass out ganja now?
If it was in medical clinic.
No, not 2 pounds.
It depends.
But he could do a small amount. How about a rolled joint? Is that okay?
I think
it depends on who the recipient would be.
That's true.
Yes.
But
if they're under 21, it would be a crime unless they had a marijuana card.
But no, but some states it is recreation is okay, right?
But it still has to be a legal age.
It's 21 years old.
Well, of course that. I mean, yeah, so, Cal knows that.
I mean, if I was 18 and he gave me a joint, it's entrapment. You know, Santa Claus is a government worker. He works for the CIA. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Org.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
All right. We're back.
That worked out well.
Off the air, Cal's trying to be a little more diplomatic so he doesn't call on any individual person for case or no case. And he said, pick a number 1 through 2, and it'll go accordingly, whoever picks the number that I've got.
The odd person would go first.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So what number did I send you?
You sent me a 3. Thanks, Fred.
You're welcome.
The whole idea was for us to send it to Cal without everybody else seeing.
I saw that laugh.
The problem is we're all on the same thread.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I think we would need to send it to Cal individually, not on the thread.
Yeah, no, let's not.
It's not going to matter.
Let's just
you
say
and I are fighting to go last.
It was a stupid idea. Let's just say
Cal, we're okay with you handling. Okay, right. Ruth Gaten, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? Did I say it right?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She is a very interesting lady. She is one of the justices of the United States Supreme Court. And those of you who have not heard our show before, I have personally met with her in the United States Supreme Court. When I was sworn in Washington, D.C. for the United States Supreme Court to argue before the Supreme Court, she came in and chit-chatted with us. Let me tell you a little bit about her. And Todd brought up a great point. Who cares what her political affiliation may be or which way she leans? She clearly leans left. There's no doubt about that. But what a woman. This woman is just an Energizer bunny.
Yeah. She's amazing, actually.
How old is she? She
85.
Is 85 years old. And, you know, she's had some serious health problems. You know, she's had falls. She recently had, due to a broken rib, that is some tumors metastasized and they're malignant. But she hasn't missed hardly any time on the Supreme
Court.
She's
had cancer three times. This is her third time.
Yeah. She continues to get it done on the court. She's just so committed to what she does.
So she went in Friday to have the tumors removed from her lungs. So what happened is when she broke her rib, the doctors discovered that she had tumors in her lung. And when they took out the tumors, they discovered that they were cancerous. And that was Friday. She had surgery.
Wow.
She was recovering Friday. What did she do? Right after surgery, literally, she votes. And what does she vote against? Do you know, Todd?
I remember it was important because it would have, if she hadn't voted, it would have been a 4-4 tie.
Yes.
And I can see it, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it was.
It was a 5-4 decision, and it was against Trump's immigration,
the
asylum policy.
That's right.
Oh, let me tell you right now, if she had died and was in the grave, she would have came up. And why, and knowing it was Trump, she would have got out of the grave and walked over there. Look, I know I'm not alive, but I'm voting against Trump.
That's tenacity, though. You guys, I mean,
it
honestly.
Is. And if she didn't do that, they'd have pulled out a Ouija board. What do you want to have happen? You know?
Exactly right.
But, so she got in there, and she continues to work. And it just, you know, again, I don't agree with her political philosophy. I don't agree with a lot of her decisions. Politically, I'm a little different, I guess, than she is. But you have to admire the work ethic.
You do.
And I think that
very bright woman.
If more people had a work ethic like that, I mean, can you imagine what would get done in society if people were, you know,
shut the government down.
People don't call in. People call into sick to work and all that because they're not feeling well. I had a guy tell me one time, 70% of the work done in the world is done by people that aren't feeling well, and they go and they do it anyway.
Right.
You know, and she's a perfect example of that.
So what stands as a result of her denying certiorari is that the lower court, the appellate court, denied Trump's policy for denying asylum to people that are victims of domestic violence or victims of gang warfare. And the lower court said that it's specifically within the realm of Congress, and that only Congress can legislate that type of policy, and it cannot be done by executive order.
So they're not saying that they don't agree or disagree with that type of a law. They're just saying that that's not for the executive branch.
Correct.
Or Trump to decide. It's for our legislator to decide.
That's exactly right.
And what's going to have to happen? I mean, if we're following both sides here of this argument, typically asylum seekers, historically, asylum seekers were folks that were seeking asylum because of, for the most part, oppression that they were facing due to their government or what was going on in their country, or a completely destabilized government where there was nothing there. And it has been expanded to allow for asylum seekers for
domestic
violence
and also for gang warfare.
Yes, which gang warfare and domestic violence haven't typically been governmental actions. And so because it was expanded to allow that by executive order, they tried to limit that. Congress is going to have to address that, but there's a lot of things with regard to asylum seeking and the fact that Congress is going to change dramatically here in about a week, come January 3rd.
Well, yeah,
the shift in Congress.
The House of Representatives will.
Yeah.
The Senate will, yeah, obviously. The Senate half of Congress will be, you know,
yeah,
the same. But
so we'll see.
It'll have its little hand tied.
Yeah, we'll see.
Honestly.
We'll see if they
will.
We'll see if they get a bill at all to change it. I would be highly skeptical that anything will come forward seeking to change it.
And I will tell you this, if I may. When people say one branch will tie the other's hand, one portion of one branch will tie the other's hand, you know what this is testament to me? The brilliance of the founding fathers.
I know.
The system works.
Right.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If these one group gets a little out of hand, they get their comeuppance in the lower house of Congress. Then things just turn over.
Right.
And the brilliance and inspiration and wisdom of the governmental system we live under, I am just amazed
as
by
it. As imperfect, Cal, as it is,
exactly.
It's the best out there.
Right.
And I always say that.
People complain, well, Congress, those guys aren't effective, and they always rate low bite like used car salesmen. The fact that congressmen are, the fact that congressmen are ineffective is proof that the system is working, because we don't want congressmen to run roughshod over us, and we don't want the president to, and we don't want the judiciary to.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing when you think about it.
Yeah, Cal, and that's true no matter what your political affiliation is.
That's my point, yes.
And that's exactly right. So Cal made a good point for once.
That's mine for the year.
I'm going to give him a point towards the lemon bars.
So let's continue about Ruth Ginsburg. Let me tell you what happened. So I want to take you back to the United States Supreme Court. So they take me up to this room with a few other people being sworn in, and Justice Roberts swore me in. And as you walk up to the East Room, it is really cool. I mean, this is not all, even all the lawyers get to do this. You have to have a special, I don't know, you have to get it in advance and do this thing to get up in the East Room and the East Wing, and they fed us breakfast. And then we go down and we get sworn in. Actually, they heard a case. They heard something on a case and decided on a case right there in front of us. I can't remember. It was such a long time ago. Anyway, and then afterwards we go back up to the room and we're eating snacks, and all of a sudden she shuffles in. And let me tell you, she kind of shuffles. She's very
tiny.
You have no idea what small is until you've seen that lady.
Mm-hmm.
She is so tiny. It's just, she is just a little, and she, it reminded me kind of like Queen Victoria, you know, kind of the, actually, Queen Victoria is apparently more portly, my understanding is.
What do you mean by that?
Never mind. So, but she's so small, it's just, it's almost like you don't want to touch her and shake her hand because you'll break her. And then there's Justice Roberts, who comes in, is the life of the party. He rolls in. He's like, whoa, everybody. Not that he's, you know, crazy, but he's very personable. She is almost like the queen. You don't touch her. You don't. And she's very proper. She had white gloves. She has her white gloves on. And it's just interesting to see the dynamics between the two.
So you know that there's a movie coming out.
Yes. What's that?
About Ruth Ginsburg.
Really?
Yes. I thought you would know that.
I wasn't asked to play the part.
So my point is, before we get into some more stuff we're going to talk about at the hour number two, what a great woman. What an example to women out there all across the world and the country of a stalwart, hardworking. Whether you agree with her or disagree with her politically, here in Radio Law Talk, we are politically neutral, but we'd love to see men and women who are hardworking and who have accomplished great things. And she has. She's accomplished great things. Thank you, Judge Ginsburg, for all you've done. Not that this is the eulogy, but thank you very much.
That's right. And the movie's going to be RGB, RBG.
RBG.
Yes. And it's coming out. I believe it comes out. It was already released, so we haven't seen it yet. We need to see that.
We're going to come back hour number two, take a nice break. We're going to have another case or no case, more guide to suing Santa Claus, and we're going to talk about some weird things that happen on Christmas in the law. We'll be right back.
Remember, 2 more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming right up on most of our affiliates. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.